Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle when wearing casual outfits to feel stylish? Well, this is Cherie's question. She said, when I wear casual clothes, I look like I'm not trying. I want to look more put together. So when we're thinking about casual clothes and how to look more put together, more polished, even when we dress casually, there's a few things we want to think about. Number one is fit. Do the clothes fit you well? Often our more, put together clothes or more formal clothes are more tailored to fit our bodies. Some of our more casual clothes, they can actually just be more loose. And maybe that it comes across as a little bit sloppy. So that is the first thing, is the fit as good with your casual clothes as it is with your better clothes, your more formal clothes? Number two is, do you accessorize at all? Now, you don't need to be accessorizing with every piece of jewelry or scarves or accessories under the sun, but adding a couple of accessories makes a massive difference. You can still be in jeans and a t-shirt, but pop on a scarf or pop on a bit of a statement necklace, something, or some great earrings or a cute hat, something that adds something to your outfit. Even a belt with your jeans, a leather belt with your jeans, can make a difference. So think about your accessories. What shoes are you wearing? Are they your running sneakers, or are they a dress sneaker, or are they a ballet flat? Are they an ankle boot? Like, there's lots of also, you know, different sorts of shoes that are going to make a difference about whether you look super casual or that little bit more polished. And the other one thing you can think about is, do you need to add a third piece? So a third piece like a jacket. So rather than adding a sloppy jumper, you could add a jacket in something that's stretchy and comfortable and warm like this. I love this. It's stretchy, it's comfortable, it's warm. But because it's a jacket, it looks more formal than a cardigan would. And even if it is a cardigan, is it a big sloppy out of shape cardigan, or is it something a little bit more stylish? Could you add a trench coat instead of, you know, your sloppy, polo shirt, what's it called? We used to call them sloppy joes when I was young. Windcheater or sweatshirt. So thinking about that, those are the sorts of things that when we're thinking about casual, is how casual is it? And can you add something to move it away from looking super casual? The third and last thing that makes all the difference in outfits is grooming. Very often when we are super casual, we do zero grooming. And one of the biggest differences when we are looking about how somebody looks and how somebody appears, and if you ever watch a makeover show, one of the big things they do is groom the person. They do their hair and they may put on a bit of makeup. Now, you don't have to wear makeup if that's not your thing, but even just doing your hair rather than having your hair all over the place, disheveled kind of looks like I couldn't be bothered. And so therefore a bit of grooming goes in to make a difference. So those are three things that if you're feeling that your casual style just looks sloppy, they are three things you might want to look at just to see if you can elevate it slightly so it's still comfortable, still casual, but is a bit more put together and polished. Next question comes from Deborah. She says, I need to revamp my style post-double mastectomy. So my body has completely changed shape. I'm also 63 and moving into a new season of my life and need to learn how to feel at home in my new body and learn to dress the new me. Now, Deborah, it sounds like you have gone through some massive life changes. Not only having the double mastectomy, but also too in your 60s, you know, your body changes anyway. Medications can make you put on weight. There's all sorts of things going on for you. So number one, treat yourself gently. Also too is I do have a wonderful blog post that I'm going to link to in the comments, written by one of my wonderful readers and Seven Steps of Style members who has gone through a double mastectomy and what she has found works and what to look for in clothing. So there are things we look for because a lot of clothes are made for somebody with a bust. Now, some brands will make for a larger bust and some for a smaller bust, but things she has found are really good is like looking for clothes with a bit of texture, built into them, because sometimes that can kind of distract the eye from not having breasts. Also, busy patterns are great. They are very distracting. Looking for, say, a neckline with gathers around it. There's all sorts of different things you can look for in clothing design. And then adding interest and accessories up here above where your bust used to be to distract attention up here and away from where your bust was. But I will link to that blog post because it's a really great blog post written and with lots of photos that she has, you know, kindly given me to put with this post, because I know a double mastectomy really can change your whole body, your body shape, and how you've dressed. You've had a lifetime of dressing with breasts, and suddenly to have no breasts, it can be quite different. And a lot of the clothes that you used to own may just not work anymore. They may not work with the new body. And so sometimes it's actually learning to let go. And of course, at 63, you're going into a different phase of your life anyway. So it's good time to make that decision to find a new wardrobe and to think about who you are now. What do you want out of your wardrobe? So if you have to rebuild a wardrobe, no matter what is going on in your life, there are sometimes times we need to rebuild a wardrobe. This is a really good time to reassess your style, redefine who you are. So think about defining a new style recipe. So who are you? How do you want to be perceived? What are the personality traits you want people to pick up on? And then how can we express that through our clothing? So a style recipe, I've got lots of blog posts about style recipes. Understanding your personality and your personality style rules, that is all inside my 7 steps of style. Then learning about this new body. So not having breasts is just one aspect of your body, but there's other aspects of your body that may have changed too. So understanding what's working for your physicality today. Also, your colouring may have changed as well. So we want to reassess that and work out what is the new palette. Because when you are buying a whole new wardrobe, we want every piece to work together. We don't want to have a whole lot of random things where you can't create outfits. And so this is where we really want to buy with intention and start to think about, you know, having a color palette is so good because it helps you put everything together more easily. And so when you're buying things, that you are bringing colors that are going to naturally work together into your wardrobe, rather than having random things that just won't work together. So that would be something else to think about. So this is all things, and this is all inside my 7 Steps of Style program. If you're wanting more assistance with that, because I know it can be really hard, but when we really are buying a new wardrobe, whether it's, you know, a pregnancy wardrobe, or I've just retired and I have to change my life, or I'm going into a completely new job that requires, I used to wear uniforms and now I have to wear regular clothes and so I need a whole new wardrobe. There's lots of different reasons why we have to rebuild wardrobes. And so this is where it's going into that with an intention, and to think about that when anything new comes in, it needs to go with at least 3 to 5 other things you already own. Don't buy an orphan, because it's just a waste of money. And feeling at home in your new body. I mean, that's also something that is going to take yourself time. Now, I know just changing my hair color took me a year to get used to. And after I had my breast reduction, I was pretty happy about it because I could actually buy clothes, but it was different from what I was used to. So any change to your body, and I know when people lose a lot of weight too, they often takes them a long time to get used to their new body. So, and I think it's at least a year. Really, it's at least a year. So give yourself some grace and some time to get used to the new body that you have today, but celebrate the fact that you are still here because of modern medicine. Last question today comes from Michelle. She says, I'm a shopaholic, yet feel I have nothing to wear, and I get anxiety because I have too much stuff. And I can tell you, you are also probably not alone. So why do we keep buying and buying and buying? And it's because we don't know how to put clothes together. We don't know what really suits us. And so because of this lack of knowledge, and this comes from a lack of education, because we are not taught how to make decisions about what to wear when we're growing up or when we're at school. So we keep buying and seeing other people wearing things and going, maybe that'll be the thing that fixes all my problems. We end up with all this stuff without the intention of, am I buying something that's going to go with clothes I already own? Am I buying stuff that's in my silhouette? Am I buying stuff that's in my colors? Because I think probably you have a wardrobe full of things that don't really go together, that Maybe not even your personality, because you've bought them because it looked good on the sales assistant, or you saw somebody else wearing them, or you liked it on somebody else, or, you know, there was an Instagrammer who said everybody needs, you know, this thing, and you bought it, and it still doesn't work, and it's not solving your problems. So this is something that we want to think about. So number one, we need to work out what actually works for you. And this is where getting that style education is so imperative. Because what we want to do is know what works. What are your colors? What's your silhouette? What's your personality? What are your personal style criteria? When you have that, we can then go through your wardrobe and cull everything that doesn't fit your criteria. When you have your criteria, it really makes life so much easier. Then you won't get overwhelmed. You won't feel that anxiety because you know what's working for you. At the moment, you think you've got all these possibilities, and that is just overwhelming you. And because you don't have that knowledge, then you don't know what to let go of. So even though you buy new things, things aren't leaving because you don't want to make the mistake of getting rid of the wrong thing. And that's where this style knowledge is so incredibly useful. I mean, honestly, people think it's expensive to get style knowledge, but I go, really, what it saves you over the long term is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more than what people waste on clothes that they end up not wearing that were mistakes. It's such a valuable thing to have. Plus, yeah, that daily anxiety of standing in front of the wardrobe. I mean, I read a study that apparently the average woman spends at least 17 minutes a day wondering what to wear. This is not just getting ready. This is standing in front of the wardrobe, kind of trying to figure out an outfit. That adds up over your lifetime. And I mean, I've read other statistics that we are expected to, you know, waste at least $100,000 over our lifetime on clothes we don't wear or have worn once, but we've realized aren't really us. So this is where, honestly, getting that education makes all the difference. Too much stuff. So partly what we need to do is cull it, but we don't want to cull it till we know what are your criteria. And that's why you need to know what is your body shape, your body proportions, your scale, the elements of design that are inherent in you that work with different styles of clothes. We need to know your colouring. So what are the colours that really work for you? So we just have a palette of those colours and then they work seamlessly together. And we need to know your personality. We need to know who you are, how you want to be perceived, what you like, what preferences you have. Do you like to be comfortable? Do you like to be more formal? Do you like to be dressed up or dressed down? Do you like to be quirky and interesting? Do you like to be dramatic and bold? Do you like to be feminine? Like, there are so many different ways we can be. And so we need to know what that is rather than taking somebody else's, you know, their stuff and thinking maybe that'll work for me, because that's why so many of us have made mistakes. I know that's a mistake I made before I learned what I know now, is that I thought, oh, she's really stylish, I'll just wear that, and I'd go and put it on. Didn't work for me for so many reasons. But now I know why. So when I make a purchase now, I know it's going to work and I know I love it and I know it's part of my personality and I know that it works for my body. All those things are things I look for now. And so I'm not bringing those mistakes into my wardrobe. So this is why we want to get that style education, because, you know, shopping too, it gives us a dopamine hit, but there are lots of other ways we can get dopamine hits without having to go shopping. So it might be worthwhile, I would say, if buying more clothes is not making you happy, maybe put I'm not going to buy anything for at least a month. Just start with 1 month. You know, you don't have to go, I'm not going to buy anything for a year, because that might feel like too much. And then it's a bit like going on a crash diet, I would say, where it could feel too extreme. But instead of, you know, like getting your dopamine hit from going shopping, it could be, can I go and create some outfits in my wardrobe? And then I get a dopamine hit from that, because we can get dopamine from, you know, completing any task, and buying something feels like a task we've completed. But also too, is it could be, I'm just going to start going through my wardrobe, trying things on. If I don't like how my body looks in them, letting those things go. That should also give you a dopamine hit, because you have cleared some clutter that's going to reduce your anxiety over time. But you don't have to do it all at the same time. And remember, there are people like me who are here to help you through this process, because I know it can be really hard doing these things on your own. Thank you all for your questions and for watching and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.